You're listening to History Talk. I'm your host, Priscilla Alvarez, and this is episode number 1. Our topic today is Mystery of the Borobudur Temple. The Temple of Borobudur, or sometimes Borobudur, is a Buddhist Mahayana temple near Muntilan on Java Island, Indonesia. Built in the 16th century as part of the expansion of the Javanese Empire into Asia, it remains the largest Buddhist temple in the world. Buddhists and the Janisian population to perform pilgrimages and other rituals until the beginning of the 20th century, when the temple was abandoned after many of them converted to Islam. Since then, Borobudur, which was rediscovered in 1814 AD, has been undermined in a series of excavations by the Indonesian Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry and the Indonesian National Museum. After being restored by UNESCO in the 1970s, the temple was buried under volcanic ash until it was discovered in 1815 by a group of students from the Department of Archaeology and Ethnology at Bali University. The architecture and masonry of the temple are very unique as it was built with a kind of cement or mortar. Apart from Borobudur itself, there are no other temples in the area and no other sites of similar size in Indonesia. Once a year, the Buddhists of Indonesia celebrate the birthday of Vesak Buddha at the monument, and the temple is still used as a pilgrimage site. The monument was erected for Indian pilgrims to spread the teachings of Buddhism and Hinduism together, which together left Indonesia unbuilt. Borobudur is quite crowded and noisy as it is one of the most popular tourist destinations in Jakarta and also a tourist destination. The temple is full of schoolchildren all the time, most of whom really want to take pictures with the tourists. It seems that most schools in Java visit Borobudur and they really love to visit it, so there are a lot of selfie shots with tourists and see it for themselves, which seems to be their preferred way of taking selfies. Many tourists choose to see only a few reliefs at the foot, instead of climbing into the upper right part and enjoying the breathtaking view of the iconic Buddha stupas. In addition to the main tower, there are also many smaller towers with extremely sophisticated carvings, and many small Buddha statues have been placed on the temple grounds. On top of the temples, tourists can enjoy the view of the surrounding twin mountains Sumbay Mountain and Suming Mountain. An even more magical experience is to watch the sunrise from the temple and observe the first rays of light illuminating various parts of the temple. After the collapse of Sailendra, the Borobudur temple was abandoned, fell into oblivion, and has been abandoned ever since. In 1991, the Borobudur temple complex in Indonesia was recognized as a World Heritage Site. In 1814, a delegation of European scientists and researchers sent by the Dutch government to carry out research and restore the temple was attacked by Indonesia while carrying out research. The entire temple complex of Borobudur consists of many smaller towers all around, but the largest tower is also the main shrine located in the center of the population. The temple is situated on a hill in the middle of fertile plains, and behind it rises a blue mountain. With 12 floors, it is 42 meters high and its temples are 123 meters long. The entire complex measures 1.5 kilometers long and 2 kilometers wide. The temple, built in the 8th or 9th century AD, has three levels built into the hill and includes a bell-shaped stupa and its three main shrines. The Buddhist temple was abandoned and discovered in the 19th century, when the British came from the Asian archipelago. Since then, the archaeological site has undergone numerous restoration processes and is now open to the public. Among the countless temples, Borobudur is one of the most famous Buddhist monuments, well known in Indonesia and also the one with the largest Buddhist cultural heritage. Today, the temple is once again one of the most popular tourist attractions in Indonesia and also the largest tourist attraction in the world. It is located on the island of Borneo, from the 8th and 9th century, in the city of Borobudur, Indonesia. One of my biggest intrigues about Borobudur is that no one really knows who built this massive temple complex and why. The inscriptions and carvings on the walls of the temple indicate that it was built in the 8th or 9th century by the Hindu king Srivijayan the Great, son of the king of Borneo, Srinivas. In the following centuries, earthquakes, volcanic eruptions and rainforest growth hid Borobudur from the Javanese and made it inaccessible. Buried beneath layers of volcanic ash and dense jungle, the story of Borobudur has been lost to humanity. It is known that Buddhists made pilgrimages to Borobudur and participated in Buddhist rituals until the temple was abandoned sometime in the 14th century AD. This is all for today, guys. My name is Priscilla and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of History Talk and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye. www.podbot.ai. create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. Podbot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you feel like you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish a podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. Try it today on podbot.ai.